As we have seen that God is omnipotent, that he is omniscient, that he is omnipresent. And I want to look today at the fact that he is all wise. Now you may think we covered that yesterday. If he knows everything, he's bound to be all wise. No, not necessarily. A person can know a lot of facts and still not be wise. I've known some people that were really mentally handicapped, but they had a phenomenal knowledge of facts of some kind. I knew one fellow one time that was mentally handicapped, but you could ask him what day of the week January the 15th came in the year 1992, and he could tell you just like that. I couldn't check on him, but I suppose he was right. He seemed to know what he was talking about anyway, but he wasn't wise. Sometimes people with PhD degrees know an awful lot about something, but they're not wise. It takes several things to be wise, and I'm going to suggest four factors. One is age. One is the ability to observe and learn from it. One is intelligence, and one is foresight. Age is supposed to be a producer of wisdom. I really like Job 12:12. Wisdom is with aged men, and with length of days, understanding. I like that verse. But if older men have some advantage over younger ones because, well, they've experienced so much more, then God is the ultimate, for he is from everlasting to everlasting. He has always been, and everything that has ever happened has involved God. That's experience beyond anything we can even comprehend or can even imagine. But second, the ability to observe. You don't have to experience everything to become wise on the basis of what you see in others. You see in others what things work and what things do not work. And I can give you examples of people who went down a path that I never did go down, but I saw what it did to them. On the other hand, I've seen some that go down the path that is good, and I've seen the benefit, the blessings that come to them. So the ability to observe is of great importance. And that does bring in what we talked about yesterday, the fact that God knows everything. Proverbs 15:3, the eyes of the Lord are in every place, keeping watch on the evil and the good. He has seen every good thing that's ever happened and had the ability to know why it happened. And he's seen every bad thing that's happened. Observation is a very important part of wisdom. But of course, beyond that, there's intelligence. One who is not intelligent may be very old and may have had opportunity to observe a lot of things, but he never put it together to learn anything. And intelligence, God certainly possesses to the ultimate degree. And we see his intelligence especially in the realm of design. And in recent years, the argument from design has convinced just a lot of skeptics that there is a God. Now, they don't necessarily accept the Bible as the Word of God, but they accept the fact that there is design in the universe that simply cannot be explained on the basis of chance. And so they reach the logical conclusion that if there's a design, there's a designer. Some of that observation, of course, of the design is in the universe, in what we see in the heavens. Some of it is what we see all around us in the trees and the life of animals that are around us, in the makeup of the firmament or the atmosphere, which is so perfectly adapted to man's needs. it wouldn't just happen. It had to have a designer. But I suppose that the strongest evidence of design, and therefore the necessity of a designer, is right here in our own bodies. In fact, it's DNA that has convinced a great many people that there is a designer. And this wonderful makeup of our body is actually mentioned in Psalm 139. We studied 12 verses of that yesterday. But let me begin now with verse 13 of Psalm 139. For you formed my inward parts. You covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. The psalmist didn't know anything about DNA. That's a recent discovery. But he knew that he was wonderfully and fearfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in secret and skillfully wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. There was an Englishman by the name of Anthony Flew who went all over the world debating against the existence of God. But in his later years, in his 80s, looking at the evidence from DNA, he concluded that there is a God. Again, not actually believing the Bible, but believing in the existence of God on the basis of the design he saw in DNA, which simply could not just have happened. But the fourth thing I mentioned is foresight. That's what we want in any counselor, the ability to look into the future and predict rightly what will occur. If you have a financial advisor, you want one who is wise enough to look into the future and anticipate whatever kinds of changes may develop in the economy so that he can advise you to be prepared for the future. But of course, the future knowledge of any human being is very limited. I don't know that anyone predicted this situation we're in just now called a pandemic. I've never heard of anything like that until just recently. But now I've heard about it too much. It's all around us. But fewer know, I don't know that anybody really anticipated it, foresaw it at all. But God can foresee everything in the future. That's mentioned also in Psalm 139, verse 16. Your eyes saw my substance being yet unformed, and in your book they were all written, the days fashioned for me, when as yet there were none of them. God can see the future just as clearly as he can see the present. In the book of Isaiah, there's a point made concerning God. In fact, in the 49th chapter, God just compares himself with the idols and his ability to foresee the future. In Psalm 46, verses 9 and 10, remember the former things of old, for I am God, and there is no other. I am God, and there is none like me, declaring the end from the beginning, and from ancient times, things that are not yet done, saying my counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure. God can foresee all the future. And so based upon all these considerations, on God's age, his opportunity to observe, his intelligence in putting together the facts, and his knowledge of the future, it's no wonder that at the conclusion, really, of a discussion of the scheme of redemption, which is the most beautiful example of God's wisdom in planning things that were not even understood by the heavenly beings. He worked out a plan by which justice and mercy could work together for our salvation. And after discussing that, Paul writes by inspiration of the Spirit in the latter part of the 11th chapter of the book of Romans, all the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable are his judgments, and his ways past finding out. For who has known the mind of the Lord, or who has become his counselor, or who has first given to him and it should be repaid to him? For of him and through him and to him are all things, to whom be glory forever and ever. If God is so powerful that you cannot overpower him, if he is so knowledgeable and everywhere so that you cannot escape him, then if God is so wise, you cannot outwit him, and you must not ignore him.
Let's sing song number 417. Number 417, The Providence of God.
Mighty God, omniscient one, his ways we cannot trace. He reckons every good begun and crowns it with his grace. He's here and there and everywhere in all the ways I've trod. I've never passed beyond the sphere of the providence of God. Oh, I can see him in his word, I will not doubt or fear. My steps are ordered of the Lord, his guiding hand is near. He's here and there and everywhere in all the ways I've trod. The providence of God. No trial can my spirit break, for God will not forsake. He will with each temptation make a way for my escape. He's here and there and everywhere. I've never passed beyond the sphere of the providence of God. The future beckons and I bow, my God removes the care. Behold, he goes before me now and will my way prepare. He's here and there and everywhere in all the ways I've trod. I've never passed beyond the sphere of the providence of God.
I really appreciated the reminders and teaching about God and his wisdom. And I'd like us to sing about that topic today, not so much about God and his being wise, but how he's willing to share that wisdom with us and how much we need wisdom from God, the source of wisdom. I'd like you to listen to a reading from Psalm 119. And we'll play off of that. Caleb, please.
Psalm 119, starting in verse 97. Oh, how I love your law. It is my meditation all the day. Your commandment makes me wiser than my enemies, for it is ever with me. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for your testimonies are my meditation. I understand more than the aged, for I keep your precepts. I hold back my feet from every evil way in order to keep your word. I do not turn aside from your rules, for you have taught me. How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Through your precepts I get understanding. Therefore, I hate every false way. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path.
Thank you. Oh, how I love your law. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. God is the one who gives us of his wisdom, and he provides us through his word. Let's sing song number 49. Number 49, thy word, a lamp to my feet and a light to my path.
Thy word is a lamp to my feet and a light unto my path. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. When I feel afraid, think I've lost my way, beside me. Nothing will I fear as long as you are near. Please be near me to the end. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. To my feet and a light unto my path.
Number 36, song number 36. It's entitled Lift Up the Light. When you read that title, Lift Up the Light, and you think of Jesus, what do you think? Jesus is the light of the world, he said in John chapter 8 and verse 12. He also said in Matthew 5, you are the light of the world, and we are to be like him and to lift up the light of his countenance upon us, because God, Jesus, is the lamp that lights the darkness, the brightness of our day. We want that light through wisdom shining in us. We'll sing all three verses, number 36.
Don't me lift up the light of your countenance upon us, Lord, upon us, Lord, for you are the lamp that lights the darkness, the brightness of our day. Unfold the words of your righteousness before us, Lord, before us, Lord, for they are the light of understanding, the brightness of our way. Light of the world, shine the morning star into our hearts, into our hearts, a lamp to our feet, still brighter, brighter, until the perfect day.
Turn to number 32, song number 32. How shall the young secure their hearts? and guard their lives from sin. Thy word, the choicest rules imparts to keep the conscience clean. 'Tis like the sun, a heavenly light that guides us all the day, and through the dangers of the night, a lamp to lead our way. Thy word is everlasting truth. How pure is every page. That holy book shall guide our youth and well support our age. This is not just a song for young people, but it is also a song for you. We'll sing all three verses.
Do mi so. How shall the young secure their hearts and guard their lives from sin? Thy word, the choicest rules impart to keep the conscience clean.
Seven. This song's entitled Speak, O Lord. And as the title would suggest, if God's going to speak, we need to listen. Let's read the words together. Speak, O Lord, as we come to you now to receive the food of your holy word. Take your truth, plant it deep in us, shape and fashion us in your likeness. Reminds me of what Ben talked about from Romans 12 on Sunday about being transformed, shaped. That the light of Christ might be seen today in our acts of love and our deeds of faith. Speak, O Lord, and fulfill in us all your purposes for your glory. Teach us, Lord, full obedience, holy reverence, true humility. Test our thoughts and our attitudes in the radiance of your purity. Cause our faith to rise. Cause our eyes to see your majestic love and authority. Words of power that can never fail, let their truth prevail over unbelief. Verse 3, speak, O Lord, and renew our minds. Help us grasp the heights of your plans for us, truths unchanged from the dawn of time that will echo down through eternity. And by grace, we'll stand on your promises. And by faith, we'll walk as you walk with us. Speak, O Lord, till your church is built and the earth is filled with your glory. That's a beautiful song. Let's think about listening and taking on the instruction that we are able to receive from God.
Do speak, O Lord, as we come to you to receive the food of your holy word. it deep in us. Shape and fashion us in your likeness, that the light of Christ might be seen today in our acts of love and our deeds of faith. Speak, O Lord, and fulfill in us all your purposes for your glory. Teach us, Lord, full obedience, holy reverence, true humility. Test our thoughts and our attitudes in the radiance of your purity. Cause our faith to rise, cause our eyes to see your majestic love and authority. Words of power that can never fail, let their truth prevail over unbelief. Speak, O Lord, and renew our minds. Help us grasp the heights of your plans for us. Truths unchanged from the dawn of time that will echo down through eternity, and by grace will stand on your promises, and by faith will walk as you walk with us. Speak, O Lord, till your church is filled and the earth is filled with your glory.
Amen.
Sing song number 40, 40. Thy word is a treasure. And let's read these words together. Thy word is a treasure more precious than earth's fine gold. How my heart grows richer each time the story is told. Each page holds a promise, peace, mercy, redeeming love. Each promise exalts my hope to sing praises above. Thy word is all wisdom. Thy counsel I gladly seek. Guide my understanding. Open my eyes, Lord, to see. Thy word gives me comfort when sorrow seems hard to bear. A song for my journey, strength when my soul would despair. Thy word is eternal. Though heaven and earth must end, thy word, thy truth shall endure forever and ever. Amen. We'll sing all five verses. Forget the soft on verse 4. We just sing it.
Do me thy word is a treasure more precious than earth's fine gold. How my heart grows richer each time the story is told. Each page holds a promise, peace, mercy, redeeming love. Each promise exalts my hope to sing praises above. Thy word is all wisdom, thy counsel I gladly seek. Guide my understanding, open my eyes, Lord, to see. Thy word gives me comfort when sorrow seems hard to bear. A song for my journey, strength when my soul would despair. Thy word is eternal, though heaven and earth must end, thy truth shall endure forever and ever. Amen.
Number 280, 280. There was a time in my life when I didn't like to sing this song. I thought it was an old song. And then I got a little bit older and I realized the beauty and the truth that is in the words of "Give me the Bible." And how we just need to desire God's word to fill us more than anything. Let's sing all four verses of number 280, "Give me the Bible."
Domi, give me the Bible, star of gladness gleaming, to cheer the wanderer, lone and tempest-tossed. No storm can hide that radiance peaceful beaming, since Jesus came to seek and save the lost. Give me the Bible, holy message shining, thy light shall guide me in the narrow way. Precept and promise, law and love combining, till night shall vanish in eternal day. Give me the Bible when my heart is broken, when sin and grief have filled my soul with fear. Give me the precious words by Jesus spoken, hold up faith's lamp to show my Savior near. Give me the Bible, holy message shining, thy light shall guide me in the narrow way. Precept and promise, law and love combining, till night shall vanish in eternal day. Give me the Bible, all my steps enlighten, teach me the danger of these realms below. That lamp of safety o'er the gloom shall brighten, that light alone the path of peace can show. Give me the Bible, holy message shining, thy light shall guide me in the narrow way. Precept and promise, law and love combining, till night shall vanish in eternal day. Give me the Bible, lamp of life immortal, hold up that splendor by the open grave. Show me the light from heaven's shining portal, show me the glory gilding Jordan's wave. Give me the Bible, holy message shining, thy light shall guide me in the narrow way. Precept and promise, law and love combining, till night shall vanish in eternal day.
Number 278, 278, one page back. The Precious Book Divine. Again, this may be a newer song. It was for me. Look at the words. How precious is the book divine by inspiration given. Bright as a lamp, its precepts shine to guide my soul to heaven. It sweetly cheers my drooping heart in this dark vale, valley of tears. Light to my life it still imparts and quells or calms my rising fears. This lamp through all the tedious night of life shall guide my way. till I behold the clearer light of an eternal day. Holy book divine, precious treasure mine. Lamp to my feet and a light to my way to guide me safely home. We'll sing all three verses.
No soul
no. How about just do?
No.
How about that?
Do. Do. How precious is the book divine by inspiration give. Bright as a lamp its precepts shine to guide my soul to heaven. Holy book divine, precious treasure mine. Lamp to my feet and a light to my way to guide me safely home. It sweetly cheers my drooping heart in this dark veil of tears. Light to my life it still imparts and quells my rising fears. Holy book divine, precious treasure mine. Lamp to my feet and a light to my way to guide me safely home. This lamp through all the tedious night of life shall guide my way till I behold the clearer light of an eternal day. Holy book divine, precious treasure mine. Lamp to my feet and a light to my way to guide me safely home.
Two more songs. Number 275. 275 Ancient Words. Just kind of dawned on me. I view this as a popular song. It's kind of funny that could be true with such a title. You wouldn't think it'd be very grabbing, but it is so true that the words that were spoken so long ago are still so powerful and applicable and needful in our lives today. We'll sing both verses, 275.
Do so. Holy words long preserved for our walk in this world. They resound with God's own heart. Oh, let the ancient words impart words of life, words of hope. Give us strength, help us cope in this world, where'er we roam. Ancient words will guide us home. Ancient words ever true, changing me and changing you. We have come with open hearts. Oh, let the ancient words impart words of our faith, handed down to this age. Came to us through sacrifice. Oh, heed the faithful words of Christ. Martyr's blood stains each page. They have died for this faith. Hear them cry through the years. Heed these these words and hold them dear. Ancient words ever true, changing me and changing you. We have come with open hearts, oh, let the ancient words impart.
And our last song will be number 10. Number 10. The Law of the Lord. And notice how verse 1 points out that the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. Who asked you to come up here? After this song, we'll have a prayer, and then after that, just remain seated for the next instructions. Number 10, the law of the Lord.
No, the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey, and the statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the honey.